Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far west place. Oh, a chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
All right, well, first of all, everyone, welcome to another episode of Meat and Potatoes. You guys should know who we are. In case you don't, I'm Andre Brown. My co-host, John Ross Alexander. We're not really going to do, I guess, the regular intro we usually do.
Not today.
So, I don't know if we're going to do an hour show. We definitely have 30 minutes with you guys. We did have some... some sports topics we wanted to kind of bring up. But first of all, today has shown that black lives still don't matter and that we're not valued in any sort of way. I'm pretty sure a lot of you, by the time you hear this, have heard about the Alton Sterling shooting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Father of three, who was selling CDs, which, by the way, is legal, and outside of a gas station, someone called, said that he had a gun, and that he was threatened by the man with the gun. Police came in, used excessive force. I'm clearly giving you a quick overview of it, but they came in, used excessive force, shot him six times. About an hour or two ago, maybe even three, in Falcon Heights, Minnesota, and I want to get this man's name correct. His name is, do you have it?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
Shit, where did it go? Hold on.
I just saw his name.
Two. Philandro Castile.
There we go. He was by a police officer. He did eventually end up dying from his gunshot wounds. That was also caught on video. Matter of fact, the girlfriend of the victim was on Facebook Live recording this. The video starts with him already being shot, and it's incredibly graphic. I wouldn't suggest watching it. I'm kind of upset that I did. So that's our starting point for this show. If we have time, or if we feel like getting into sports, we will. But that's where
it's not
going to
happen. Spoiler alert: that's not going to happen tonight. So if you were tuning into our show, worrying about Dwayne Wade and John Bones Jones and all that, this probably ain't the show for you, bro. Not to say that we don't appreciate our listeners and the people who support us through thick and thin, but we ain't talking no sports. This is bigger than this right now. I'm sorry.
For those of you that listen to us from the beginning, you remember we did an episode the night Mike Brown was killed. So this shouldn't be anything new. Do you have any? I'm sure you have a lot to say. I mean, floor is yours.
I do. But, you know, we normally don't field calls. You know, we normally don't. We usually are just two dudes up here talking shit. But I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear from y'all tonight. So if you're out there listening right now, because we are live, the number is 713-955-0458. We would love to hear from you. You know, black, POC, not black, it doesn't matter. We want to hear from you. We want to discuss with you what's going on. I'm sitting here and I'm trying my best to hold back tears. And I find it very troubling to do so. You know, like, as black men, we're two black men who host this show. And speaking for myself, as somebody who is a public servant, not so much a cop, but I work for the public, I shouldn't have to be afraid to walk out of my door and wonder if I'm going to make it back home the next same evening because of the color of my skin. And it's very disturbing. I'm going to formulate my thoughts. I'm going to let Dre take over for now, but I'm going to formulate my thoughts before I continue. But please, I'm about to post another on my personal social media, so please call in and we'll let them hear from me.
Okay. Lot to say, lot of angles to speak from. And it's been going, this happens, I hate to say this, but this happens every time that the reaction on social media, the ignorance that shows up, it's probably just as sickening or maybe on the same level as what happened. And what's even more frustrating, like John said, is I remember when the shooting with Alton Sterling had happened, I called my mom to let her know what had happened. She didn't hear about it. And I just remember thinking, like, damn, what, let's say I'm out somewhere and a police officer stops me. Is that it for me? And that's the way that we have to think. And it's not just black men, it's black people. Because Sandra Bland didn't know that was going to be her last ride. And what makes me really upset is the helplessness. Sure, we can do peaceful protests. Sure, we can hashtag the hell out of stuff. But to be really honest, I don't know what we can do. I really don't know what we can do. I've heard people say, oh, well, you can change the infrastructure from the ground up. Yeah, you can do that, but realistically, it's 2016. We don't have that much power in this country except when it comes to us putting a ball in the hoop or stringing some words together. So, yeah, we can change the infrastructure, but it's not like you can snap your fingers and just make people on the police force around the country give a fuck about us. So what can we do? You know, I'm just going to say it. If you're white and you were growing up and you're a white person, your parents didn't have to go and tell you how to deal with cops. And they didn't have to tell you what not to say and just walk away and just say, yes, sir, as if you're being belittled. You guys didn't have that. I had that talk. I'm pretty sure John had that talk. I'm pretty sure a lot of black people out there had that talk with their parents about how to act when the police tell you to do something. What's even more fucked up is that advice that they told us to do, that didn't help Eric Garner. It didn't help Alton Sterling. It hasn't helped a lot of black men that have been killed out here by police force. And what's even more frustrating is to hear from other people, and I'll say it, white people, who just, you know, with the whole bullshit of, well, he shouldn't have resisted arrest, or, well, you know, he had a... What the fuck does that have to do with anything? So what, he had a criminal record? So you're going to sit here and tell me that you want to play vigilante, and because someone has a rap sheet that they deserve... No one deserves to die. I don't care. I'm sorry, and I know that's going to be touchy, but I'm sorry. I don't feel that there's anyone that deserves to die. I'm against the death penalty personally. I don't feel anyone deserves to die. So don't sit here and tell me that because he resisted arrest, if someone came up to you with a gun and said, get on the ground now, and yelled at you, and you didn't do anything wrong, you'd say, wait, what did I do? Was that you resisting arrest, so then maybe you deserve to die. It's frustrating, man.
It's infuriating. You know, like, a man was taken away from his five kids. I'm not sure if you watched it earlier today, but did you see the press conference?
Where I saw the video clip. I didn't see it live.
Okay. I was at work when I saw it, but there was a point where the mother of one of his children was talking, and it was the oldest son, 15 years old, was on his mother's shoulder screaming and crying, saying, "I want my daddy. I want my daddy." I had to get up. I was in my cube. I got up and left. I couldn't deal with it. You know, I'm speechless. You know, it really does hurt. It's ridiculous. Like you said, nobody deserves to die, for one. You know, like you, I don't believe in the death penalty, but come on, man. The dude was selling CDs, and he was authorized to do so by the store's owner. Help me understand where it's cool for somebody to literally gun down somebody who was restrained, not only by the hands, but by the neck. One of the cops had his knee on his neck. How? How is he able to reach for his gun that he was legally able to carry? Because it's an open carry state. Let's start with that. Let's remember, Louisiana is an open carry state. So to
Correct.
Say that, you know, so to say that, oh, he deserved all of this, or he deserved, you know, mess me with that fuck ass shit, man. If you even think to even open up your mouth to agree to some shit like that, please leave my life. I don't need you around. We don't need you, blood. Like, for real. Like, I mean that shit. Like, this is not right. It's not right. It's not right at all. You know, I'm probably going to lose a couple of, you know, personal friends behind this, but I'm going to say it. There is somebody who I went to college with who posted a Facebook status that has since been deleted. And African-American brother. Now, I consider him, I mean, we're cool. You know, we worked together in the past and all this stuff. And he makes a statement of how this man was a miscreant. Called him a miscreant. Not even 24 hours after this man is dead. Saying that, you know, we need to stop glorifying thugs and everything like that. And we just have one less miscreant off the streets, essentially. I wish I could paraphrase it, but he deleted the comment. That's sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here for your respectability politics. I'm not here to say yes, massa, no, massa. I'm not here for that. So I don't need to get in line. I don't need to pretend. I don't need to act to appease to any motherfucker or walker on this planet. I don't. I wear dreadlocks. I have a full beard. I wear urban clothes to work. I speak in slang. And I don't bite my tongue for anybody. Anybody I don't like can kiss my motherfucking ass. I'll tell you that shit. And for somebody to say that one miscreant is off the streets, as a black man, you're talking about another black man who was unjustifiably murdered. That shit, man, fuck you, dude. For real, I can't relate. We're not the same. We're nowhere near the same. I'm not gonna say names, but I know there are people who will probably listen to this and who will probably tell him, "I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'll tell this shit to his face." You know, like, that's some cowardly-ass, bitch-ass shit. Straight up. But after this tangent, man, like, it's just... go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I know. I thought you were done. I was gonna say something. We brought up the Falcon Heights, Minnesota shooting as well, I believe, originally. And like I said, it was, you know, the girlfriend had posted it on her Facebook page because, you know, you can go live on Facebook. And Facebook sure as hell did delete it. They deleted the video. I heard they deleted her page. and it, I don't know where to go. I just don't know where to go because it's the same thing over and over. It's the same thing when it was Tamir Rice. It's the same thing when it was Freddie Gray. It's just the same thing over and over. And I can only imagine what, you know, our grandparents had to go through or great grandparents. We think, I mean, this, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, I can make correlations. I'm speechless in a way because I have, you know, when you have so much to say that you just don't have anything to say. And look, I know earlier I said some, you know, when I was speaking, I mentioned white people. I don't hate white people, and I don't think all white people are racist.
Neither do I.
I don't. And I don't think that all police officers are racist. I truly don't. I do feel in this country that there's about probably a good 10% that are, but I think the rest are truly good people. I know personally some police officers, white and black.
I do know some.
So whoever's listening to this, please don't get that idea because I mentioned white people, but you have to understand that when this happens, black people are the ones crying and were hurt because if you're a woman, that could be your son or your brother or your husband or your boyfriend. If you're a black man,
right,
that could be you or your brother or your best friend or your cousin
and that's,
or your son.
Going back to that side, is that's exactly what this person said. It was like, it's not going to be me or anybody that I know. It's like, you don't fucking know that. How do you know that? You know, like it all starts with, it all starts a routine traffic stop or somebody wants to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
You could be a victim whether you want to believe it or not. That's just what it is. This is how it works. That's how the society works. So.
And what I guess what really is frustrating is because, look, I'm tired of us. And when I say us, I mean the black community. I'm tired of us always having to talk about race. I'm tired of when this happens, CNN or MSNBC or whatever news outlet bringing the same black activist or a black actor or someone else to talk about. We've been saying this since the day before forever. We've been saying this since we actually had a voice, which really isn't that long. We've been saying this since the day before forever. I'm tired of talking about it. I watched a video clip. I'm not sure when it aired, but I'm assuming it was today because of the recent events. Peter Rosenberg, co-host on Hot 97, I believe.
Yeah, Ebro.
If you haven't seen the clip, just Peter Rosenberg, it should pop up on YouTube. It's one of the most recent videos. And to paraphrase, he basically says, you know, police officers need to stop bullshitting and actually realize what's happening out here and stop, you know. And I understand, the police force, it's a brotherhood, it's a sisterhood. You want to stick up for your fellow man. I get that to a certain extent. But when you see shit like this that's happened to Alton Sterling, and look, I'm not going to go and say that. You guys know who these people are. You guys know their names, okay? When you see this happen to all these brothers and sisters out here, and you're going to say, oh, well, you know, maybe they... No! Call a spade a goddamn spade. They murdered these people. They murdered them. Walter Scott was murdered. Michael Brown was murdered. Knock this shit off. And that's what he says. Hold your own accountable. And you guys write. And you guys protest. And you say, this needs to stop. Because if it doesn't, you're going to have probably another Chris Dorner situation, which, if you all remember or if you have noticed that the media likes to keep under wraps, act like that didn't happen, right? But we could have another situation similar to that. It's time for – I want to hear more so from white people on this, and not the ignorant ones. Keep your bullshit to yourself.
Yeah, but I mean,
the ones that actually have a problem with it, huh?
That's it. They got storm front for that type of shit. Like, we're not welcome in no bigotry here. If we find out who, if you call with some bullshit, we're gonna find out who you are. You're going to get cussed the fuck out. We're reporting your number to the authorities, period. Go ahead, continue.
So, you know, I'm tired of us always having to talk about it. Ask white people why this shit keeps happening. Ask them. Make them sit on the hot seat. Make them answer the question as to why this keeps happening. Because, come on, like, it, you know, I can sit here, me and John and I can sit here all day and talk about how this starts and how this keeps happening, how it needs to stop and blah, blah. Oh, and you know what? Another thing I want to bring up, and I saw this, someone had posted this on Facebook and it really pissed me off. So the game, okay, the game, he gets on Instagram, huh?
The rapper?
Yeah, the rapper. So he gets on Instagram, and he decides that he wants to act woke or conscious or whatever, and he goes on this tangent about how the black community, when shit like this happens, we don't do anything. All we do is post hashtags and da-da-da, and we go and say justice for so-and-so, but we don't really do anything. First of all, and I hope he hears this. He'll never hear this, but I hope he does. Game, fuck you. Because last I heard, you don't do shit for our community. What the hell are you doing? You want to sit here and tell us we're not the ones with the money and the influence and power. Why don't you lead the charge? Why don't you go and galvanize us together and say, hey, guys, follow my lead. We're going to take some steps to fix this. We're going to do something because people know who I am. So if I say something to someone else that has power, maybe that could get the ball rolling. But you're going to sit here and go and condemn us for regular people for doing hashtags and protests peacefully. And what else the hell can we do? I can't stand when people sit here and say, you know, oh, well, you know, all you guys do is say, I'm sorry, what can we do? Because if there was something to be done, I guarantee you, myself, John, and a lot of other people I know would be on it ASAP. But what can we do? And we don't need a celebrity that's out here that's out here misogynizing. Did I say that correctly? Misogynizing? Yes. Women. And look, don't get me wrong. I like games music for what it is. But you're the wrong person with the kind of music that you do to sit here and tell other black people what they should be doing.
Mr. Cedar Block? Mr. Fruiton Piru Cedar Block? Remember that?
Like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. Don't sit. If you don't have a, and not just him, but if you don't have a solution as to what it is we can do, my cousin posted this, if you do not have a solution as to what we can do to actually fix this problem, then don't sit here and bitch and complain about the hashtag and us doing whatever we feel we can do within the parameters of which we have to do. It's better than us just rolling down saying, oh, another nigger dead. So don't sit here and
if you don't have a solution. Shut the fuck up. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Shut the fuck
up.
Like, because if you weren't rapping, you'd probably still be about that life. And if somebody guns you down, which they have attempted to, must have been shot 5 times. You would want some more, and you with some hashtags, wouldn't you? You would want your people to have T-shirts that say RIP JCI. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would want some shit that would say like, oh man, RIP Chuck, we miss you, bro. Man, sorry you have to go so soon. Nah, but you have to talk about it as not.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's ridiculous.
Fuck off,
if,
man, for real.
You know, and I can to a certain extent, I can understand him being upset because action isn't taken. But dog, you are not, as a celebrity and as a person with influence and power, going to go and look down on the lesser people in terms of status and say that you guys aren't doing something when you're not, when you're sitting on your ass over here still making music. Or when you're over here posting dick pics on Instagram, or when you're over here, you know, dissing black women all the time, and now you want to sit here and say, well, wake up, black people, you're not doing enough. Homie, please.
Well, fuck out of here.
Stop writing checks that your mouth can't cash. Do it. Don't tell us what to do, because I guarantee you, if there was a rapper, and all the main carnies, Game, Nipsey Hussle, Kendrick Lamar, any of those that are out right now that people are aware of, if any of them said, guys, I want to have a rally somewhere, who's going to come? bet you thousands of people are there immediately. Why? Because they have the name. They have the cachet. Okay, cool.
So you see how many motherfuckers came up for the fucked up Trump video?
Right.
Like, you know, like, come on now. That's a bloody, that's Nipsey and YG. Come on now, dude.
Right. Right.
Motherfuckers don't turn out.
Now, sure. Now, I'm not sure. Maybe myself could say, you know what, I'm going to organize a peaceful protest, and it might get a couple hundred, but it won't be the impact of someone with a name. So don't sit here and tell us what we need to do. And actually, and not just celebrities, but other people, don't sit here and say, oh, well, you guys, if you do not, like Jesse Williams said, and again, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm horrible with verbatim, if you're not going to help the problem or the situation, shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
Period.
If you're going to be that person that's going to say that Alton Sterling deserved to die or Philando Castile deserved to die in front of his 4-year-old daughter, keep that to yourself. There's nothing that you're helping by saying that. Shut up, keep it to yourself, and leave it to the people that actually would like to do something about this problem.
Right. Well, I don't know, man.
So
should be weird.
You know, it seems like this happens all the time. I'm getting tired of the list racking up. I'm getting tired of the name. I don't know what to say.
I'm just tired.
I really don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm just tired.
There's, you know, and you know, I've seen the rhetorical question on a lot of people's captions. When will it end? It probably won't. Probably won't. And I know some people that live in different countries. And, you know, I've spoken to them since some of these, not these recent events, but since some of these happened. And they just asked me, like, what the hell is going on out there? Like, why are your police officers shooting so many people? And not just people, but black people. And, you know, for people that live in a different country, they don't understand the racial history of our country. And, you know, to have to go and tell them, because, you know, to people that live in Canada or Mexico or Italy or Australia or New Zealand, they're looking at us like, what the hell is going on? This isn't happening here. What the hell do you got? What's going on over there? And it's a joke. And people wonder why on the 4th of July there were so many black people that were actively saying that they're not celebrating the 4th of July for what it should be, I guess, or not calling it Independence Day. So you see why. Because we're not free. Okay? Philando Castile was shot today, as was Alton Sterling. You know what else happened today? I can't remember the state. I believe it was in North Carolina. There was a white man. He was waving a gun and shooting it at police. Here's a spoiler alert. That man is still alive, and all they did was take him down and remove the gun.
Yep.
If that doesn't tell you all you need to know, we have nothing to talk about.
All right, we're not concerned. That's just how I see it.
So, thank you guys for listening. I see we have a caller, even though we have, 90 seconds left. We'll try and make this.
They just hung up.
Okay.
Damn it. We had one.
So, I mean, we did.
But, you know what?
I mean,
but look out for
part two.
We're about to post. We're about to start our part two very soon. So, whoever that was, caller, just call back in, 2 minutes. We're going to get it going again. This deserves much more than just 30 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Just give us a little bit. Just deal with us real quick.
All right, you guys. Well, we will see you in a second for part two. Thank you for listening to part one.
All right.